is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of the crime novelist James Ellroy, born in Los Angeles, 1948, best known for his L.A. Quartet, four novels about the criminal history of Los Angeles from the 40s through the 50s. The first book was Black Dahlia. It's the birthday of the novelist Khaled Hosseini, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, 1965. His first novel, The Kite Runner, became a word-of-mouth bestseller when it came out in 2003. It sold more than 3 million copies. He was the son of an Afghani diplomat. The family lived in Paris and were there when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. They applied for political asylum in the United States, moved here in 1980 to San Jose. They'd been wealthy in Afghanistan and surrounded by servants, but in this country they had to survive on welfare and food stamps. His father worked as a driving instructor. Hosseini went to medical school, and for 10 years he had no time to think about writing. But then, after he got a job as an internist at a hospital in Sunnyvale, California, he started to write in his spare time from his memories of Afghanistan. And he wrote The Kite Runner, about two friends, one rich, one poor, growing up in Afghanistan in the years before the Soviets invaded. The rich boy moves to America with his family and learns that his childhood friend was killed by the Taliban. It was on this day in 1789 that the Constitution went into effect, and so it was this day that was the inauguration day from President Washington all the way through FDR. George Washington gave the first inaugural address on this day in 1793. It was 135 words long. President Jackson inaugurated 1829. 20,000 people showed up for the party at the White House. William Henry Harrison, 1841, stood outside in an ice storm and delivered the longest inaugural address in American history. He caught pneumonia and died a month later. Abraham Lincoln gave his addresses on this day in 1861 and 1865, which included the great lines, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right." Photographs of his second inauguration show John Wilkes Booth in the audience watching. And the last inauguration on this day, 1933, when FDR took office, a polio survivor, had a very hard time walking, but nonetheless walked 37 steps up to the podium and stood there for 5 minutes to deliver his address. Here's a poem for today by Tom Tamaro entitled A Church in Italy. Last summer in church in Italy, I prayed for all of you, asked not for forgiveness and strength, but that all the sadness of our days, all the grief of our lives, all the loneliness given us, be taken without judgment, asked for life and light. That was the first time in 23 years something like that happened to me. Not knowing the modern prayers, I fell back on the old way of ending prayer, recited, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end." Then dropped some lira coins in the metal offering box, walked through the heavily curtained doorway into the Mediterranean heat, into the hard traffic of the village, into the harsh light of the afternoon, into this world without end. A poem by Tom Tamaro, A Church in Italy, from When the Italians Came to My Hometown, published by Spoon River Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.